Ramsey Hart of Mining Watch Canada, based in Ottawa. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thanks. Yourself?
All right, too. What I'm interested in knowing about is what rare earths are, because you obviously watch nickel, copper, gold, silver, but now we've got something called rare earths, and I don't think many people even know what it is.
Probably not. People that watch the mining industry have, unless they're real insiders, have only just started paying attention to them in the last few years, and people that don't pay attention to mining may have no idea that they exist, but as with many other metals, we actually are quite great. So the general public, despite depending on rare earth elements, might not know they exist because they're used in very small amounts, but they are important for things like cell phones and magnets, especially the really high performance ones that are found in hybrid cars.
So it's basically miniature electronics.
It's high-tech stuff, high-tech applications in computers and cell phones. There's a number of military applications as well. And up until quite recently, China has been the huge majority supplier, around 95-96% of the rare earth elements that are used in the world have come out of China. So because we haven't necessarily been mining them here in Canada, a lot of Canadians don't know about them. And we're learning more about them now because there is a growing interest in mining them here in Canada. And that has to do with the fact that China is starting to pull back on some of its exports and because the demand for the minerals is increasing.
Where are they being mined in Canada?
Nowhere yet. There are a number of exploration projects, but there's no producing mine yet in Canada. In North America, the mine in California, the Molycorp mine, has started to go into, just starting to go into production. That mine was open in the past, but it had to close down actually for environmental reasons because it was creating quite an environmental disaster in the waterways around it. Which leads us to some of the concerns that we have about these, the mining of these elements, unless it's done in a very, very careful and controlled way.
So, in other words, as mining, it's a type of mining that is hazardous to the environment. In comparison to, let's say, gold mining, which is also not very gentle on the environment, why would rare earths be? Is it up there among the gold mining, or is it?
Yeah, it's definitely a pretty big concern on the spectrum of mining projects. One of the reasons for that is because associated with the rare earth elements, you typically find uranium and thorium. So those are radioactive elements that are toxic in their own right and also release radioactive particles. And so the wastes that are generated from mining rare earth elements have to be treated as radioactive wastes, and that adds a whole extra layer of complexity to them.
And where is the exploration taking place in Canada right now?
Right across the country, many of the places that were explored for uranium during the big spike of uranium prices, the big bubble that burst for uranium prices, many of those same places are now being explored for rare earth elements. So from New Brunswick to BC and up in the far north in northeastern Quebec along the Labrador border is one of the main projects moving forward, as well as up in Northwest Territories. Another big project is up in the Temiskaming area.
What's the role of Mining Watch in this?
Well, we're trying to get up to speed on these things as well. So we're learning and we're sharing the information we learn with others. We're working with some Algonquin nations that are facing a advanced project that's done most of the exploration they need to, and they're now trying to determine sort of the environmental impacts and things like that, but they have not been very good at consulting or engaging with the Algonquins, so we're working with the Algonquins there to try and force the company into a position where they're behaving themselves a little better, and we do that through work with media and communications assistance that we can provide to the nations there. And we are collecting information, and you know, we will be creating a bit of a sort of primer on rare earth elements that we'll be putting up on our website.
No, these companies are notorious for buying off peoples like the Algonquins around the world, aren't they?
It definitely can happen. I mean, there are economic benefits to come from mining projects, so some communities are interested in that. In the case of the Algonquins, they're very concerned about the future of Kippewa Lake, with the deposit is right next to the lake. And, you know, they've just bought a lodge that they're planning on getting fixed up, and they're really interested in ecotourism. They want to make sure their fishery is sustained in Lake Kipawa. And so the idea of having a big potentially contaminating mining project right on the shore is not something they're very comfortable with. So there's always a danger of short-term interests trumping long-term environmental concerns as well. But at least in the case of the Algonquins, that doesn't seem to be happening.
This is an oversimplified question, but who does the government tend to side with, the mining companies or the Algonquins?
Fairly squarely on the side of industry in Quebec, typically, especially with the Algonquins, given that there's no clear process for consultation and accommodation. There's no equivalent of the James Bay Northern Quebec Agreement or anything. So it's definitely been an uphill struggle for the Algonquins to have their rights respected.
Sure, because right now the mines are at the center of the attention of the Quebec government, but they're mostly talking about how much the companies are going to give back to the government, and that seems to be where the buck stops.
Yeah, unfortunately, the interest in new mining projects does seem to be at times a little bit myopic and a little too focused on the short-term economics versus longer-term thinking and a more holistic approach to developing both the north and in the case of this project on the Algonquin territory, it's not in part of the area of the planned north, but still suffers from some of the same sort of short-term, high priority on economics over other interests.
Right, and long-term obviously means ecology. Apart from the water supply, what could be endangered by rare earth mining?
The water is the main concern, and then, you know, the aquatic life that lives in the water and those that depend on it for food or recreation. And then that surface water as well as groundwater. Depending on how they're processing and smelted, I suppose air pollution could be a concern. Processing will require a fair bit of energy, so it does add a load to the energy grid as well, perhaps. Given that Quebec is a major producer of energy, not such a huge concern in Quebec as other areas. But, yeah, certainly the potential impacts on the waterways and the groundwater are the main concern.
Well, come to think of it, water is everything.
It's one of our most valuable resources. Absolutely got to make sure we look after that.
That was Ramsey Hart of Mining Watch Canada, who joined us from Ottawa.